Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. In this episode, we're going to do some smart thinking around growing yourself by intentionally collecting feedback so that you can pivot, improve, and reflect for greater success. Many of us have been asked to provide feedback by retailers and even been incentivized to do so. Recently, I was buying some clothing, and when I was done, the clerk handed me what looked like a mile-long receipt. She took out a highlighter and outlined a part at the bottom for me and asked me to take a 10-minute survey, and if I completed it online, I would be entered into a drawing to win a $100 shopping spree. A few days later, I had my car serviced and I was sent an email survey and received a phone call asking me how my service was. When you stay in a hotel, they ask you for your opinion, and it seems that pretty much everyone out there is asking for your feedback in an effort for them to improve the customer service experience. When you step back and look at the efforts collectively going into companies trying to get your opinions, it's actually pretty impressive. But oddly, most of us are annoyed by the extra steps and just want to move on. Unless, of course, there's something wrong. Then we are more than happy to give our opinions and share our frustrations. So why is it that when things are going well, we don't look for the behaviors or actions within our own leadership that are working and focus intently on sustaining and growing those specific behaviors, so that we can avoid frustrating those around us in the future? It's usually because of this word, feedback. When you hear that word, what's your first thought? If you're a musician, you think of that annoying sound that speakers make when the microphone screeches out that it's hearing itself. Others hear the word feedback and exhale because most of the feedback we've received has been either an evaluation or critical. This is usually because the only time in our lives when we've received feedback is during some sort of an evaluation process. The first formal feedback we get is when we are students in elementary school. It is at that age we begin getting nervous around the idea of feedback, because feedback came in the form of a red pen marking up and pointing out our mistakes, and occasionally, on occasion, it did reinforce something that we were doing well. However, at an early age, many of us, too many of us, began to view feedback with a certain level of anxiety and began to work to avoid getting anything negative or red on our papers. Then, as we grew and aged, feedback came more formally when we began to work. It was at our first evaluation that we began to hear for the very first time critical judgments about us, and many of us can only remember the negative criticisms that we received, all the while probably getting some very positive things about yourself. Receiving feedback over the course of our lives has become something that makes many of us defensive, and most of us try to avoid it. Giving feedback to others is also a cloudy and sticky situation because so many of people are afraid of just simply being honest. So let's look at this like leaders, and more importantly, buffaloes. Now, just a reminder, a leader is anyone who has influence over another person, which means we are all leaders, and a buffalo sees a storm coming and races into it in an effort to proactively approach the situation. Leaders who have buffalo mindsets don't wait for something to go wrong to receive the opinions of the people they serve. Instead, they seek feedback with frequency. They look for opportunities during the work to improve and address issues as they emerge. I've always thought that companies that collect feedback after the experience have positioned themselves to be very reactive. I mean, if I had a bad experience or didn't like the product, all the company can do at this point is try to make me like the customer service representative, and that usually occurs by them inducing me with further products or refunds. But what if we as leaders worked within the moments and in shorter-term cycles to collect feedback, to intentionally create opportunities for ourselves to shift the direction we were headed because we empowered those around us to influence us and our future direction? Think about this for a moment. How do you collect feedback while in motion in a manner that gives those around you voice? How do you provide opportunities for others to make you stronger and a better leader? How do you actively seek the moments in order to be a better person and leader? Too many of us, including myself, often miss these golden chances to grow and get better. But whenever there is a problem, it is only because there's not a process. Let's look at a process and warning. Before you begin, and as you hear this process, please stick to it and don't complicate it too much. Because when you serve others, they're not always used to being empowered with the authority to provide the leadership feedback. They're usually a little nervous about who reads it and how people will respond. We were all trained at an early age not to question the authority of the teacher's red pen. And when we are leading, it is critical that we do not react to feedback, but we respond to it. If you want to collect feedback from people, it has to be through a simple and elegant process. Now, I realize people use Google surveys and SurveyMonkeys, etc., with 25 or 30 questions. And, well, they're all well-intended, but people get fatigued. Fatigued filling them out, fatigued receiving them. They procrastinate, or worse, they don't fill them out at all. So here's the simplest process to collect feedback for you so that you can draw upon the optimistic people around you and approach your own development. Take a piece of paper and draw a line down the center of it. On the left-hand side at the top, put a plus symbol. Now on the right-hand side, put a triangle. This is called the plus delta process. The left-hand side is reserved for what is going well, and the right-hand side is reserved for deltas. Now, delta is a mathematical symbol for difference or change. The left side of the feedback tool is simple. What do you like? But the right-hand side is a little difficult at first for some people because it stands for change. It is a question versus a statement. The plus side is a statement. I liked it when... But delta is a question for improvement, not criticism. When you first introduce this simple process, you have to emphasize and teach others how to use the delta. I've always simply said that the delta provides you the opportunity to tell me how to change and be better. But when you teach people, you have to always show them what it is and what it is not. So a delta is not an opportunity to criticize, tell me how much I stink, or what you hate about certain things. Instead, it is your chance to share an opportunity to change, an opportunity for me to get better, for us to get better, for all of us focusing on the mission to change in a more positive direction. Here is an example of how to use the plus delta process. If you are having a marathon meeting with a group, I hope that during that meeting you give everyone a break, especially around the 50-minute mark. If you have a group of over 6 people, I'd ask that you introduce this process before you break and ask everyone to just simply grab a post-it or a scrap piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, label the 2 sides, one with a plus and one with a delta, and then ask them for feedback. What's going well and what should we change? While everyone is using the bathroom or checking their phones or grabbing a beverage, you as the leader read the feedback. And when everyone returns, you make adjustments based upon what they've given you on those sheets of paper. It sounds incredibly simple, and it is. But this simple process can blow up in your face if you make one mistake, if you ignore the feedback. Now, before we look at the ways it can explode, let's look at what type of feedback you're going to get. Now, I've been using this process for over 15 years, and it works. And I've learned quickly that I can grow as a person and empower those around me by honoring their ideas. And I'll tell you what, not only do I improve, but so does everyone else. Here's what you'll get for feedback before that break. On the plus side, you'll see things like, good pace, thanks for the handouts. I like the fact you're giving us a break. I appreciated the breakfast snacks and coffee. And on the delta side, you'll see things like, the screen is dim, the font's too small, the lights are too bright, I can't see the screen from my seat. So how do you respond to this simple feedback? Well, while they are all milling around the hall, you read it. You dim the lights, you move the table so everyone can see, and you welcome everyone back, and then you expand the size of the presentation to increase the font. And when they come back, you thank them for their feedback. This may seem like a simple example, because it is. But this simple process pays dividends for you and others. You see, when people come back to the meeting, they have a visual indicator for how their opinion mattered. You have physically changed the environment and honored their feedback. Many times you would just have kept going with the day, people would have continued to struggle seeing the screen, and some would have sat frustrated all day long. Instead, you made a simple adjustment. Once everyone is seated, you thank them for their feedback, and you tell them that you'll collect it again at lunch and at the end of the day. Now, by the third round of feedback at the end of the 6-hour or 8-hour meeting, your plus side will be loaded with gratitude for including them and honoring their opinions, and the delta side will shrink all day long. Remember I said in order to learn, you also have to look at what doesn't work? Let me share with you what doesn't work when those people come back from their meeting. If you say things like, "Huh, I see some of you can't see the screen. Maybe you should move your chair. If it's too dim in here, I think you're going to fall asleep." Don't make editorial comments. Don't judge their feedback. And do not look at it as if it's ridiculous. Because in the future, you'll never get feedback again. Whatever you do, don't do this. Don't make judgments. Don't minimize what they say. Instead, act and empower. What bothers others may not bother you, but it should bother you if it is bothering them. This example of how to use the plus delta process is on a micro level. At the end or during every engagement with those you serve, you can use this process. It works, it's simple, and it's elegant. The last rule for the plus delta process is to type up all the feedback and share it with everyone that participated, even those who didn't provide you feedback. And the reason for this is that the group sees the impact of their ideas. They see the ideas and contributions of others. And if there is only one person who doesn't like what is going on, everyone sees the outliers. And if everyone had deltas, you as the leader are provided with an opportunity for improvement and a chance to actively engage the audience. And they are now waiting to see what you're going to do. And if you do it right, you'll engage them in the strategies to approach and address the deltas so that everyone is part of the solution. This process is used in classrooms and boardrooms. When you give kids or leaders choice and voice in the process, they are engaged, empowered, and willing to take risks, but more importantly, willing to move in the same direction because they see that the leader is honoring them for micro and macro deltas. The plus delta process can be used anytime you are looking to adjust, grow, or simply reflect. Everything from the conditions in a meeting to a full-blown strategic reflection. One last point. Take the feedback for what it is. It's just feedback. While all of us cringe a little when we receive criticism and red pen moments, shift your mindset. Think of the word feedback. Change how you see and hear that word. If you use processes like the plus delta, you will be able to shift how you hear and work with feedback. Moving forward as a leader in a buffalo, you should look at the word feedback and think, feed me information so that I can give back to you. That's leadership. Feed yourself knowledge so that you can do more to grow others while ensuring you back their leadership. Feedback. So let's do some smart thinking. How do you use feedback to grow yourself and others? Can you apply the plus delta process to everything you do? How could you apply this process in your personal and professional life? And what are your deltas? How willing are you to change your behaviors so that you can serve others better? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this on your social media platform. Thank you to the Well Pennies for their music, and please buy a couple of their songs on iTunes. Their positive and fun music can fuel you this entire summer. Finally, I want to thank one of my Sherpas, Jim Shipley from Shipley & Associates. He taught me this process, and I've used it in every aspect of my life. Feedback is a critical component on the improvement journey, and growing and learning from people like Jim Shipley allow each of us to be better leaders for ourselves and, more importantly, others. He taught me to be hungry and feed my leadership through the plus delta process. He showed me the power of having students in classrooms share their feedback with their teachers, and his advice to me and other leaders has shifted the voices of many people all across the United States. He did all this by teaching us how to maintain a strong appetite for more feedback and a strong desire to improve everything we do for everyone.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take